University of Illinois promotes sanctuary healthcare for illegal immigrants. By Elena Mastrangelo on January 28, 2019. The University of Illinois Springfield is hosting a sanctuary healthcare event on February 13 to promote healthcare for all, including illegal immigrants. The event, which is called Sanctuary Healthcare for All, Public Health Protecting the Rights of Immigrants and Marginalized People, will be brought to campus by the Engaged Citizenship Common Experience, ECCE, speaker series. The event speaker will be registered nurse and lecturer at the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health, Susan Avila, who claims that the current political climate in the United States has generated fear, anxiety, and hopelessness among immigrants, according to the event description. In her presentation, Avila plans to argue that this newfound anxiety has caused immigrants to not seek medical care, out of fear of being arrested or deported. The lecturer will also speak about sanctuary healthcare, which is a term used to describe a healthcare system that is welcoming, accessible, and a safe place for all, regardless of immigration status, according to the event description. Healthcare for all, or Medicare for all, has become a more popular idea among young Americans, due to the creeping normality perpetrated by Obamacare, despite the fact that Obamacare is proving itself costly and daunting. The acceptance of a cradle-to-grave, government-controlled healthcare system for all, including illegal immigrants, is not only being inculcated into the minds of students by socialists in universities, but is also now a set of ideas being promoted by an ever-increasing radical Democratic Party. Democratic Party leaders in California have reportedly been pushing to fund healthcare benefits for illegal immigrants, which would mean raising taxes, as well as incentivizing more individuals to illegally enter the United States. The University of Illinois Springfield also does some incentivizing of its own, coaxing students to attend the sanctuary healthcare event, as it can be counted toward DECA's curriculum under the mandatory speaker series category. All undergraduate students are required to take a minimum of 10 hours in ECA curriculum, according to the university's website. You can follow Elena Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.